Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterwood II coming to you with the Ralph Winterwood Show, live out of Alaska. If you're on my email list, especially the IRS one, you've probably not seen any posts in the last couple of weeks because I've been really busy doing a lot of research and other things that needed to be done, but that's going to be increasing here shortly as I'm finally getting an understanding. I've waded through and downloaded all of the legislative history of the Social Security Act and the Salary Act, Public Salary Act of 1939, the Buck Act of 1940, the Buck Act of 1947, and the Individual Income Tax of 1943. And I've been filing these things away to understand how this con was done. And it is a con. And this is going to be a banner year. Take my word for it. It is going to be a banner year. The Social Security Act was a way more than I even had it pegged for. I want to cover just a couple of other things briefly. That I'm also going to be dealing with in a short time. One of them I won't, but one of them I will be. Because I need to get, one of them is the manufacturer statement of origin. And I finally resolved, I can't believe, I look back at some of the things I was fighting. I was right, but I didn't understand how to fight the battle. And it was so simple. I found it in the, you can go online into the municipality of Anchorage and into the ordinance in Title IX. And it said the police can only write tickets on government-owned or government-driven vehicles. And that put me off on that. How did they own my motor vehicle or vehicle, whatever you want to call it? How do they own that thing? There's got to be some means that it's accomplished. And it was so simple to get the final resolution of it, it just shocks me. I mean, I had my pickup impounded. I left it for 3 or 4 months. They tried to sell it because I had given back the registration. I had had UCC tags put on it and did a UCC one on it, on the vehicle, and had 30-some tags made and had it impounded many times. And I did a lot of stuff to try to fight this through the commercial side. What I had not done was got to the core issue of how do they accomplish this. Because when you're fighting the cutting off a limb, then you can't get to, you got to cut down the root to the tree. And it was so simple. I finally said, Ralph, why don't you go over and start at the beginning? What a novel idea. When that brand new car comes in, it's sitting in that lot, and it's so nice and shiny, and my tongue is hanging out, and I'm salivating like there's my 1965 or 67 Corvette, 575 brake horsepower, off-road exhaust, everything you could get on that thing to make it go. Fastback. That's something I'd always wanted, $6,000. Now I'm sitting there, where do I sign? Never read a thing. Where do I sign? Stupid. I've signed, bought many new vehicles. Never read any of it, really. Never did. I thought we had a deal that thing was going to be all mine. But I got through with it if I paid for it. Wrong. Bought everything that I thought I knew in this world, basically to do with business or any of that, even status, I was wrong. I was in the Matrix. And it's a shocker to leave the Matrix. So what was the simple solution? I went down to Wasilla Chevrolet, and I said, I'm thinking about buying a new vehicle. And, of course, they looked at me, and I said, but I do legal research, and now I want to see every document. I want to see every one that's required before I can pay cash or get a loan and leave the premises with this vehicle or motor vehicle, whatever you want to call it. And they didn't want to do it. Now, that raises a hackle right there. Why would, if you were in business and somebody said, I wanted to have a lawyer, or you wanted to read all of the documents ahead of time before they get you committed and your brain takes a vacation on the greed, or the not the greed, but the I see this nice thing there, I want to drive out. Why wouldn't I have the right? Why wouldn't they say, oh, yeah, here, Mr. Winterbrook, why don't you just, yeah, just take it all, it's all up to snuff. They wouldn't do it. And I said, you have no idea. I said, I am retired, technically, in your world, and I will pick at this place. But you guys are doing something illegal. I will stand out here every damn day, and I will pay people to be here. Now, do you want to give me the documents or not? So they called the lawyer, and the lawyer called him back and said, yep, go ahead and give them to him. That's how I got all the documents. And I have a copy of every document that's required to be signed before they will allow you to leave the property with that new thing. And prior to that, I had been down, and they showed me the manufacturer statement of origin. They wouldn't let me copy it, and I copied it down, because in all those other years, I'd never seen one. And it was so simple to see one. All I had to do was go down to the DMV. They scan them at the main headquarters in Anchorage. And you walk in, and you just have the VIN number, and say, oh, yeah, we'll give you a copy of it. I'd never seen one. It's real simple. It has property on it. On the back is leaned. It's a little small piece of paper. And whoever has that original paper, I had had one in my hands. God, I bought a 1994 pickup, and I had it shipped up out of Idaho. And that thing was in the packet that came with it. And they actually had to do different. When every state it passed through, they had to do a different, they had to do a thing on the back that had passed through that state. I thought, well, isn't that amazing? And I didn't realize this until all these years later when I finally got a copy of it. And the banker, when I went to the banker, he was, where's that packet? Where's that packet? And I'm thinking, wow, why is this guy so, I mean, he just was, I had to hand that packet over. And me, like a dumb, stupid clut, I handed it over. I had the original document in my hands, and he'd have been screwed. I had it, and I gave it away. I didn't know what I was doing. So anyways, when I got this, when I saw what was on it, when it has the word property and all the liens, all the stuff's on the back, whoever has that, and I asked Wasilla, I said, what do you do with this original piece of paper? Because they never show you, they never tell you these things exist. These are behind the scenes. Why wouldn't I see this piece of paper? To be the true owner, the absolute true owner. Possession, right of property. Why wouldn't they show it to me? Because they're in on the scam, the con. And I proved that after the fact when I finally got all these other papers, like the financial guy over there wouldn't take my call. But I finally wiggled away in through the parts, and they transferred, and I had him on the phone before he could get rid of it, and I recorded it. He knew that every car going out of there was signed over, all right, title and interest. It's a little small piece of paper, attorney in fact. Attorney in fact is the same as an implied in law, which is the same as an express contract, because both sides are getting a benefit, and it stands as a valid contract. Yeah, I'm getting a registration back, and I get a title, certificate of title, when I pay it off, and oh, God, it's just all of the blessings. I get to have the cops pound me for insurance or driver's license if I piss somebody off, or all of those benefits. That paper is hand carried. They don't even mail it from Chevrolet. They hand carry it to DMV. Supposedly they destroy them, and Curtis Lyson has found out, and I know they don't. I know what they're doing. They're collateralizing it. That part I can't prove yet. I will. Anchorage has about $7,000 in quote traffic citations against me. They got to where they wouldn't even bother to send me notice. They just default them out. And so they want to abscond with any vehicle, which I've already had that happen once, in a van, a Dodge van, and I was in a whole bunch of traffic, not speeding, and they were able to find me. So I don't know if they're using scanning software on the tag, or if they were tracking my cell phone, but I was in Anchorage, and they picked me out of a whole bunch of cars and pulled me over and took my van. I had to buy it back. So I never crossed the bridge into Anchorage, because I got to get that resolved. I am going to take those people to task. I know how to do it because I got to the root of the tree. I can get that thing back. Now, Curtis is doing some research, Curtis Lyson, on this issue back there, and I just haven't had the time because I am going to totally bust open. And I know why now nobody has ever really got to where is the duty or an income tax. It is so convoluted, but it can be simplified, which I'm going to get into in this show again here. But anyway, I'm going to be taking, and that's why all these people that are keep filing, I have a right to travel, I'm a sovereign. Yay, guess what? Number one, you're not a sovereign in America. We are a sovereign people. But we do a limited delegation of power through what's called an office, where we delegate somebody else to do our business in three separate branches of government. That's not being used today because you and me have all signed up to be a citizen of the United States and say we don't want one dang thing to do with the inalienable rights from the Creator. I don't want that. I want man's law to be under the plenary power of, quote, Congress. That's where we are today. There are no several states. They're still out there. We've just abandoned it. We keep signing up that we don't want to use it. I got to publish this because this anchor baby nonsense is another, a complete total lie. It's like this DACA, D-A-C-A stuff. It's a total lie. There is no constitutional authority for it. It was done by executive order. And now they're arguing over it, over humanitarian. Everything's humanitarian. We either have a rule of law or we do not. I'm sorry. Those people that got here illegally need to go back. I'm sorry. Some of them are really going to get screwed. Not my problem. We have a rule of law. We could look at some unique humanitarian. If they got here and they've been here their whole life or something, it might be some minor, but they can't be held this chain immigration and all that stuff because our country will not survive. Our culture will not survive. It was built on a European white culture. And those that come have to adopt to our constitution and our way of life. That don't mean you have to. But now the whites are under attack by the blacks, by the Mexicans, by the Somalis, everybody else. It was a Christian nation. You have to adapt. You can have other cultures, but you have to adapt that ours is supreme. I don't care what you do eat. It's irrelevant. You have to become a citizen of one of the several states. And owe your allegiance to that country. If you don't owe your allegiance to that country, you need to get the heck out of here. And we have the right to screen the quality of people to maintain our way of life, called our culture. And it is not compatible with Islam. It is not compatible with what Trump called shithole countries. Whether he did or not, I don't know. I don't think he did it. But there's a lot of these countries, they're dumping their low, uneducated criminals into our country to destroy it or to change the demographics to make Democratic voters for benefits. It's not acceptable. We either take a stand for the law or we don't. It's just another form of anarchy. And it's called private law for the benefits. Who, what criminal could I put in and get the benefits? That's the way Congress operates today. Because there is no rule of law in this country today. Because you and I have signed up that we don't want it. Because we don't understand how we've been conned. But anyway, I am going to be filing on that. I was in Anchorage with a business, quote, a corporation and a non-corporation. From 85 to 2001. Every year under Article 14 of their thing, I got a thing about a tax. But it's their stuff. They owned it. I said, great. I sent them an affidavit every year. I'll tell you what. Y'all, I need some more inventory. If you will buy me some more inventory, you say it's yours. I'll take another $100,000 and I will pay a tax on what you bought. Never paid one red cent from 85 to 2001 when I went out of business. Not one. I sent him a letter every year with an affidavit certified and never heard a peep out of him. Your stuff? I just read it. You think all this stuff is yours? Well, I need some more of it. I love pay tax. It's amazing what happens when we learn to read. This is what has been the con that's been going on in America today, because all of these terms use means. You got to go to the definitions, because it's as crazy as dog means cat or dog means airplane or something. I mean, there's no correlation to what you think and I think these words mean, because they've been given a whole new unique meaning in certain paragraphs, certain sections, certain code sections. It's just like United States. It's almost always defined as the geographical United States, which is the outside boundaries. That means you're above it in a fictional world. There are no several states. There are no citizens of the several states. There's no countries, sovereign countries, that are the several states. They don't exist. It's the outside boundaries. This is the scam that's been going on, which I'm going to get into again, and it is really complicated. I haven't got it all figured out yet, but I'm getting there. I got to devote the time, but I've got some other cases that are pressing. But it's we're all, quote, deemed to be in the external boundaries of one of the several states in an area called the federal areas. And then that world, deemed to be in this fictional federal area, exists the citizen of the United States, which is can only be enforced by Congress and the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. I'm going to read that part again. Is only if one of the state actors or the state law discriminates against any of the anybody in one of those several states. Back in a minute.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find gain some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, I'm back here, and I want to cover one more thing, just briefly, and then we're going to get into the fraud of the Social Security Act and how that's accomplished. The other one that I used to be involved with, I've worked on it, and it has to do with all child custody divorce cases. They call it CSSD now up here. And there is a contract called cooperative agreement. They may not want to call it a contract, but there is an agreement called cooperative agreements. All these states have them by one means or another. I've seen them out of Florida. I worked with Greg Pound down there on his. One out of Georgia on the senator that they killed. They murdered her, and her husband supposedly committed suicide because she was tracking down the child trafficking that went into Florida. She got too close. They killed her. I was doing the research behind the scenes for this. I'm very familiar with this, this scam, this con. There are cooperative agreements between the court, which is supposed to be judicial, and the child custody folks, which are supposed to be executive. You think that might be a problem? And the typically what they will say, most of them, that I've seen so far, that I have researched out, there'll be an Article 6, Other Terms and Conditions. Under B, financial penalties or disallowances of federal financial participation for incurred expenses that are sustained by CSSD, that's the child slavers, as a result of any federal audit or office review finding, and here's the operative, an inadequate performance by the court under this agreement shall be passed on to the court and the appropriate share upon the receipt of official notice of such finding. In other words, the court is being monitored for the amount of money that it generates, and they will be punished by, or that they will get less of a share if they don't make money. It's all about money. And it's about, let's see if I can find that real quick here too. There's another act that is just, some of this stuff, it shocks the conscience that it exists. There is a public law that Congress passed. They have put bounties on children, on adoptions, one of many. And let me find it here real quick. Child Support Incentive Act, a non-adoptive, here it is right here. It's Public Law 105-89, 1997. It's just a special thing. You just can't make this stuff up. Literally, you cannot make this up. And what it says in this one, let me find the $4,000. It says, adoptive incentive payments payable to a state for fiscal year under this section shall be equal to the sum of $4,000 multiplied by the amount, if any time the number of foster children adoptions in the state exceeds the number of foster child adoptions for the state of that fiscal year. So in other words, if you can keep getting more of them children and you make $4,000 a head, it's up to, I think it's $16,000 now. $2,000 multiplied by the amount for the special needs adoption. That's the sicky ones, you know, the ones that got some sort of a default of some, or some sort of a aberration or something. You know, they're not 100% kids, you know. If we're going to sell them, we've got to qualify them, you know, from the ones that are really the pristine ones to the ones that are not. exceeds the base number of special needs adoptions for the state for the fiscal year. Can you believe this? There's still active law. There's still adoption quotas. What do you think happens to a agency when you have a quota and they can make money by selling, by snabbing more kids or children? And they also stayed in here to get them while they're young. Isn't that special? Yep. I found this out when I was working with Alice Brown, a gal up here. She lost her little girl. I was up here in another one where I was a black guy and a white gal was in there, and I was in there to see what they were doing with them, and I went out and talked to him during break. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back from break here, and then I've got to finish up with this child custody stuff. And Alice Brand lost her first little girl up here, and I was in on this another one up here, and I was seeing if they would be interested. And it was a black guy and a white gal who were married, and they had a child, and they were just heartbroken. And so I went into the courtroom, and I'm telling you, the prosecutor turned around and looked at me, and it was a wave of just cold air, like I'd entered an evil chamber or something. Just, I'll never forget that feeling and look. They made me put all of my camera and cell phone and everything all up on the counter and made sure it was all turned off. And I went out and sat on the steps because I was trying to get facts to understand what's going on. And the gal, the white woman, gal, she's had come through foster care. And she, you know, foster care was not necessarily a real good way to be raised. And in the process, they told me the names of the children that were or that were involved. So I go back into the court, and they said, well, they divulged, the name of the children were in, divulged, and so therefore they excluded me out of the courtroom. There's nothing illegal about them telling it outside, but they were out there eavesdropping and figured out a way to get me out of there because they didn't want me in there. I'd seen what we'd done with Alice Brown's, but unfortunately I didn't find out until after the fact. The little girl was all gone, and there basically was just no way to do. But she was one hell of a fighter, her and her sister. They petitioned that place over there or outside or stayed outside with signs for months. She finally went to Montana. She had another child out of wedlock, and her name is Alice Brown. And I got a copy of it because I knew what I was looking for. Finally found out where to get this cooperative agreement and got a copy, and we put it into the people. I don't think it's in the court record, but we put it into the people, let them know that we knew that this was an illegal thing that they were doing, and they wrote her a check for $20,000, told her to get the heck out of Montana. She won. She got to keep her little boy. She went to California, and she actually was living, last I heard, she was living in Tijuana, but she was getting welfare benefits out of California. She had a residence there, too, but she was keeping her little boy in Tijuana. She was so scared they were going to come back. And I've never heard from her again, so I presume that that was many years ago. He'd be a grown young man now. But I've presented that to several other people that I've known, and they don't want to go there. So it's fine. I can't force people because they think you're going to piss off the judge or whatever. It's all rigged. Absolutely a total rig system. And David Haig, H-A-E-G, which was on my show last week, which is really a good first hour if you want to listen to how corrupt the courts are, which I've been there and done that too. But he's got them in such a corner. He's been fighting it, I think, 13 years. They stole an airplane from him, set him up to shoot wolves. They were killing wolves out of the air up here to supposedly control the wolf population so there'd be more moose for hunters. They sent him up, and that's a long story, but the short story is he didn't do anything wrong. They confiscated a $100,000 airplane, and he had a lawyer that sold him out, was threatened by the state. They had another lawyer that sold him out, and they had I think the trial was in McGrath, and the trooper that is the star witness is taking the judge, escorting her around. Now, you think that might be a problem? And he finally found one judge, Judge Dionides. She's retired, but I've been in front of her a long time ago. And she actually ruled in the favor and certified what he had said is true. that he has to get an evidentiary hearing where he can actually put these people under oath. Of course, he went to the appellate court. The appellate court watered it down like some of this stuff never happened because it's just so corrupt. And Greenstein, we've got a little Jew lady down there that has been there for 26 years. We put stuff in front of her on David Gladden out of Dillingham. This judge admitted she has no oath of office as a public officer. She has no civil commission. She's never been appointed by anybody to do anything. And that gal says, oh, I don't see a problem. And we even got her, Vanessa White is her name, Superior Court. She signed an order. I am an undersigned jurist. I sign legal documents and I have a law degree. And everything else is without merit. Conclusively, they changed the name of the court from 3rd District to 3rd Judicial District. Did that in 1984, I think. I forget that. Yes, but done that by bar rule of the Alaska Bar. Did that by a rule of their bar, Alaska Bar. They just changed the name of the court. They changed the seal. I've got a copy of both seals, the constitutional seal, the one that they use now. I've got a copies of all the oaths of office up to about 2 years ago. I just finally, because I haven't had the chance to get back because I want to do a quo warranto on them. I've got a copy, a letter from the state of Alaska. It's mandated by the Constitution, and it is very specific by statute. There shall be a civil commission. We went through all of the archives down in Juneau and federal and finally found one copy they hadn't got rid of. It's 1966, a real civil commission. We got a letter. The state mandates by statute there shall be a civil commission and goes into the term and all that. And I got a letter from the state. We don't do civil commissions. That's how far out this corruption is. It's just, and all we have in Alaska, we have black robe bar members. They did a Rule 5, Rule 64. They have oaths and they bind them. They can't do constitutional law. If they do, they lose their bar card. And I got that also from a very high, powerful attorney, black attorney down here. I can't remember his name. I don't know if I should say it if I did, but he's one of several who used to help me understanding. And he said, the bar can't do it. You're not going to do it with attorneys because if we do, we lose our bar card, we lose our profession, and probably the wife will divorce me and I can't make payments. They won't do it. It's up to you and me. This is what David Hague found out the hard way. These attorneys are liars up here. They support each other, and they put pressure on them if you start to push on the system. That's what they've been doing to him. So I don't know. I guess he's got an attorney now helping him. But if you go listen to the first hour, you will get a taste of somebody that's been on that issue, how corrupt it is. You just can't make this stuff up. And they tasered David Hague, got him down in court. He went in there and to set up another hearing, and he was so emotional he got off on a tangent. He should have went outside, but maybe it worked out best anyway. And they tasered him up to maybe 10 times. They just tasered and tasered and tasered him. Took him off to jail, and he has yet to be charged with a statute number. They haven't put a number on it yet, last time I checked. And they can't do it. I got to quit saying they can't do it. They can do anything they want unless you object. They got to have a statute because the disorderly conduct won't stand. So they're stuck. I mean, if I were him, but we're getting ready for his evidentiary hearing. I mean, he's got a lot on his plate. But I would put in for a habeas corpus in the federal court because you can go after state actors with a habeas corpus in federal court. And get a Rule 43A, get a dismissal, and go back under a Title 83, 1983, and just sue the living socks off of them people. But they're stuck. You can force them out in the open, but maybe that'll happen down the road for him anyway. That's one of several cases. I've got another case that we're waiting on that's really an important case. And got two going for, actually three right now for Dave Gladden. We did this guy that calls him Surrey Juris Court Angels over out of Dillingham. He's a scammer and a grifter. I took the time to really put together a good brief, and he didn't even bother to show up, and we got him nailed with a judgment, default judgment, And so I'm going to go after him. I'm going to go after his employers and all that stuff. I'm even going to turn him into the IRS. And I would never, I've never done that. But these people that are so evil, I'm sorry, somebody's got to stand and nail these people. They just keep getting away with it. Got another guy over there, Bingman, that got around, and Dave did $8,000, $9,000 worth of work, and he don't want to pay. He says, oh, I didn't authorize the work. And he gets around, and he's supplying the parts. He even come over and help him put some of the stuff in because he's a mechanic, too. And then he gets through and says, I'm not going to pay you. We've done that under, if you don't know how to do a mechanic's lien, I found that in Alaska. If you want to see how to do it, send me an email and say you'd like to see Bingman, B-I-G-M-A-N, case, how to do that. And we've got the logbooks yet, so that's part of the possession. If you have possession, then you can make them sell the aircraft. These guys want to play hardball. You're talking to the right guy. These people that are absolute bona fide liars, that are grifters, that I have had my fill of them. And if I can help people that want to fight, I'm going to do it. These are some good friends that I've got. Dave is a good friend, and we've got one now in the federal court. The FAA screws over these pilots big time. And I'm not against the regulations. A lot of the regulations are there. There's not a problem against it. Because it helps makes a thing. But what they do is they have a regulation under the FAA that is very specific for it to get a medical certificate. And they went after Dave for something different. Because he has some cases was fighting in Dillingham. This quiet title action and some other stuff, which has nothing to do with their DSM-1, their psychology, psychiatrist book that says you can't do civil stuff. It's medical. You got to be wacko upstairs, have some medical condition wacko upstairs. You got to be an alcoholic or you got to be into drugs. That's it. And we finally forced them out in the open that they were using his civil complaints in Dillingham. And they use it, and this is the word that if you're a pilot, you will see this. It's called a personality disorder that is severe enough to have repeatedly manifested itself by overt acts. They will not define it because that's the hammer they use. They don't like you, or you piss them off. A personality disorder, which is what? We've got the book. Overt acts. It's just they won't define it. And they've kept him out of an airplane. And he's one heck of a pilot. He's got 35 years and 14,000 plus hours of commercial and bush pilot. He ain't cracked up an airplane or killed himself yet. And that's a pretty good record over in Dillingham because that's a dangerous area to be a bush pilot flying around. He's a heck of a pilot. Anyway, that's in federal court, and these guys made a tactical error, and they're still sticking with it. That's what's amazing. So we should win in the court and get this moving forward, but we put in a complaint. They put in a motion to dismiss. They made a mistake. They attached attachments to the motion to dismiss, which then turned it into a summary judgment because they are bringing in a summary judgment. Is those we have to go back against the things that they attach that they have no significance. They're total smoke and mirrors. And these guys, the FAA and those folks, are dyed in the wool. They're going against the judge. It's not a summary judgment. It's a motion to dismiss. I mean, that's how arrogant the FAA is. They think they're going to win. I don't know. We're 100% right because we're going along with what the judge said. He said it's a summary judgment. You put in new attachments. You changed it from a motion to dismiss to a summary judgment, and the court supports that. So I don't know. We're waiting, and it's been that was put in on the 11th of December, so that's been over a month. So we're waiting to see if we're going to prevail there because if we get this through, we're going to make some real changes for some of the pilots out there that are getting screwed by the FAA. Like I say, I'm not against the FAA. That we need safety regulations. But these they're like all of these agencies. They get out of control. that just they think they're 10 gods, and they think they don't have to abide by any rules, regulations, or anything. They just do whatever they want. So anyway, that's basically an update. Oh, one more that's a really important one, which is why I got to get this researched out, is Richard Rappert's case. And then there's some other IRS cases that I've had in the past out of Oklahoma and Idaho, especially out of Oklahoma, and one in Louisiana or Mississippi that they've taken property or in the process of taking more property, is to totally understand this income tax. It's not what I thought it was. That's the shocker. It is not what I thought it was. I thought it came out of Title 26 somehow, because I know it's not defined there. It is not what we thought it was. Title 26, other than that I said more than 7701, it's only person under 7701A1 that has anything, and I'm going to go over that. It's under the Buck Act, but it started, they set this whole thing up with the Social Security Act. I did not realize the significance of it until I started to read, and I still haven't. I've downloaded all of the legislative history, and I have all of the congressional record. If anybody wants this stuff, you're welcome to get it. I think the congressional record, though, is too big to pass over email. I think it's like 70 megabytes or something, and I got that the hard way. I went to the law library, and I copied every page. Every page. I was down there for a couple days and put it all together. So it's all word searchable, all in one big continuous file. And it's not what I thought it was. I didn't, and that's been quite a few years ago I did that, but I did not understand. It takes an understanding, and where I've got to today is you got to read every word. I was looking in this congressional record when the founders of our republic signed under impost and excise taxes. There was supposed to be a semicolon there, and inadvertently, or the guy that did the transcription put a comma there, and that actually changed the meaning of impost and excise taxes. They're discussing that in this congressional record. That's why these congressional records are so important, because we get to see the logic or the lack of thereof, or the corruption or the lack thereof in what they're doing, because there were people in these congressional records that are fighting for the correct stuff of what's going on. But until you can see, because they've done some great research back then. They weren't stupid. They knew what they were doing. And it's really important to read this stuff. So anyway, that's enough on the... but anyway, Rappert's case is really important, because his is on basically filing every return. And I have no idea why they did it, but they got a different judge on the post-conviction relief. We put in a mandamus. Back in a minute.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here. We're going to get to this income tax stuff here in a minute. There's one more thing I forgot I was going to expand on. I forgot while I was working on something here over the break that I had started to talk about, and I forgot what it was. I do my shows ad hoc, by the way. I don't have them lined out. I just, as it pops into my brain and I look stuff up, this is the way I do my show. But this is real. Oh, I was... I don't know what it was. It's Richard Rappert's case up there. And the bottom line is, everybody has always said, where is the duty to file an income tax? They always have you filing to go to jail for not filing a return. You can't ask for a return if there's no known legal duty. There is no known legal duty. There is a way they've done it. But these lawyers won't go there. I'm not sure why. There's one of them where there has to be a deficiency. One of the criminal statutes, 77201 or whatever it is. And there is no deficiency for employer-employee wages. It's only for Subtitle A, which is only for foreigners withholding agents. That's 7701A16. Non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign corporations and foreign organizations. That's it. Withholding agent. And the under, I think it's 6011 or 6012, it's the income tax. If you have body income tax return, is only for Subtitle A. And in 7701A23, it's for your taxable year is only for Subtitle A. And the only authority under withholding is 7701A16, which is non-resident alien, foreign corporation, foreign organization. 1461 is the hold harmless clause. That's it. We're done. So what the hell is Title 16, pardon my French? What is it used for? It is a ruse. They use it for collection stuff. It is a ruse. It's a con. Because the real meat of this whole nonsense, this whole con, goes clear back to the income tax of 1909, and I'm going to talk a little bit about this Supreme Court case, which is the definition. I was just looking under Section 61 of gross income. Hasn't changed on the definition of income. It's still there. And it's the real short statement is they have created, under the Social Security Act, to receive the benefit of unemployment insurance and retirement. It's a benefit. Therefore, they can do anything they want. and they have a new use for employer, which I'm going to talk about next hour. I finally figured out what that means. Employer and employees, the privilege, this privilege nonsense. I said, what is this? I'm going to read the statement next hour. It just didn't make sense. It does now. These guys are, this Congress has brainwashed us, so not brainwashed, they have, by us being ignorant and illiterate as to the terms and definitions, because nobody has the time to go read all this nonsense. And they keep giving new definitions, new meaning, and we keep thinking it means one thing, and it has a total different meaning, and we're being conned, and we don't get it. We go into these courts and get our clock cleaned. Anybody that's fighting a federal income tax case right now or a state income tax could have more fun than a bunkies at a banana convention if they knew if they really wanted to fight. I'm hoping that maybe some people fighting will come forward. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to do the income tax and that stuff next hour. Stay tuned.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.